it's going. I'm not a mechanical person. We could talk about Valentine's Day and flowers and hearts and making Valentine's and getting Valentine's and love and friends and anything you want to talk about Valentine's Day. What you're going to do here, what you did when you were a child, when you were a parent. Yesterday, it doesn't matter, whatever you want to think about Valentine's Day. And then I think at the end, we'll write a poem and show Patty how we do that. Because we write great poems.
I read that one poem. It was wonderful.
Yeah, the last one on dreams. It's really good. So, anybody want to start? Do you remember making Valentine's? What did you do when you were children about Valentine's Day?
I had a box in the school that was plumb full of Valentine's.
Did you make your own Valentine's to put in?
Yeah.
How did you make them?
We just cut it like a heart, you know?
Out of what?
Knock, knock.
Hi, Telly.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, here she
comes. Sorry we're late.
That's okay, we're just getting started.
Okay. There you go, Telly.
Thanks a lot for bringing
you're
her.
You're welcome.
Telly, this is Patty Hoverson.
Hello, Telly.
She's visiting us today.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. She's interested in hearing our stories, and she's taking a class at Mankato, and she's got her husband's family's from Janesville. Do you remember the Hoverstons from around here?
Yeah, I sure do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Patty's family now, too. So,
who's your grandma?
Clara Walter was my husband's grandmother. Clarence and Clara. And then Martha and George Hoverston.
And Patty, this is Telly Larson.
To meet you, Telly.
Telly, today we're going to talk about Valentine's and making Valentine's and parties and what it meant to us. And Ray was just starting to tell about the big box in the school where they put the Valentine's, just stuff them in there.
Yeah.
So how did you make them, Ray?
Well, just cut out a heart.
Out of what?
Well, there's strip paper.
Construction paper? And then you made up your own verse?
Yeah.
Huh? Wrote it on there? What was the book? Do you remember what the verse was? Did you have a special one for the teacher?
No.
All the same. Special one for your girlfriend? I know you had a girlfriend, right?
I suppose I did.
How many were in the school, in your classroom, in your school, school building?
It was just a country school.
So how many children were there?
Well, sometimes it was just three of us, and then sometimes our family moved in, you know, or a few of them, and it kind of accumulated a little.
Mm-hmm. They all bring Valentine's. Did you have a party?
No.
Didn't have treats?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else remember making Valentine's?
Mm-hmm. We'd get them under some spelling all week, then on Friday afternoon, we had a Friday afternoon off to do what we wanted to. Then we'd make Valentine's on that Friday before Valentine's Day. And you don't make them. We'd make enough for each one in school. Teacher, have a week on. She'd give us the pattern and a week to have some color, any color we wanted to. Write on the one we wanted to. She'd write a few things on the board. What we should write, like my Valentine, to my Valentine, like that.
So everybody wanted to get 100 in spelling.
Yeah. And if you didn't get on, you'd have to study them instead of drawings, everybody got 100.
Well, that was good. How many were in your school?
Oh, there must have been 25, 30.
Did you have a big box there?
Yeah, she had a box with her little friends in. Then they had one to pass them around. So everybody got around them. Of course, the teacher gives an extra treat. Either some candy valentine or she'd buy something. I think she won't tell us. Had cookies or candy. They'd like a valentine to give us.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
it's
fun for us
little
kids.
Did you do anything special at home?
No. I never did.
I suppose you made a valentine for your mother.
Oh, yeah,
maybe your sisters and brother.
We used to buy some of the homeliest valentines they could find.
Oh. On purpose.
For jokes, you know.
Uh-huh.
Very homely ones.
Did the boys do that or did the girls? Maybe both.
Both.
Did you give the homely ones to the ones you liked the best? Well, sometimes you do that. You know, if the girls like the boys or the boys, if the boys like the girls, then they'll really be insulting.
Well, the ones that used to give us the most trouble, you know, that as long as we get even with them, it gives them all.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what the ugly ones looked like? Or what they said?
No, I don't remember what they said. They would have something on there to... Whatever phrases they would use to, well, to looking for them, an excuse for them to give or something like that. To excuse themselves, make them apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Bad side of it.
Did you have a special day in school too? When you were in school? Where you made your own like Tilly did? Or did you make them at home like Ray?
Oh, yes.
Made them in school?
Yeah, we'd find get a catalog with them that it had a lot of flower seeds, you know, that would have these colored flowers in the catalogs, you know.
Oh, so you got the pictures out of there?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
For coloring.
And then you paste the picture on the valentine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a good idea.
You don't have to be depending on anything.
Uh-huh. Oh. What'd you use for paste?
Just flour and water. I guess we boiled that.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Paste.
I think we used to make paste, as I remember, out of just flour and water, just plain. It was a mess, but you could wash it out easily.
I like the boiled paste better.
Probably stuck better. I think the flour and water probably didn't last very long, right off.
So that's right. And then we might sometimes scallop the outside, you know, just make scallops, you know.
With the scissors?
Yeah, scissors. Cut out something.
The teacher, did you have to bring your own scissors?
No, she had to. She had scissors there.
Mm-hmm.
Not for everyone. They'd have to wait till in turns, you know, to use the scissors. For others would be, you know, something else for the valentine.
How many were in your class?
We had a big school. We had about 37, I guess, something like that. The Ackerman School.
Ackerman School.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make hearts with lace on them and that kind of stuff at home? You always see pictures of old Valentines with lace and flowers and ribbons. I never made one, but I wondered if any of you did. Did you, Martha?
No.
Did you get one?
I got one. It's not one of my favorites.
It always looks so pretty. What can you think about Valentine's Day? Anything special?
Well, I was in a two-room school, and we had a Valentine box, but we had it for both the upper and lower grades, and then we all came into the one room. And the thing I remember about it is that the teachers always got a lot of Valentines, and I got one and opened it up, and here's was a ladder, and the girl up at the top and the boy down at the bottom of the ladder, and it said, "I love Arthur, Arthur who?" And I didn't even know that they knew anything about him. You can imagine how I felt.
Oh.
His father and mother knew about it.
Oh.
They gave him a clue.
Use the language your husband then. That time, I suppose.
Is that your husband's name?
No.
Oh. Oh. Did you have to, and I suppose everybody saw it. Everybody in the room saw it, I suppose.
Of course.
Yeah.
Boy and girl that knew about it, they told them, I suppose, to watch for it.
How old were you then, Martha? What grade was that?
What
grade was that when you got?
I had the upper grade, and the other girl had the four.
Well, you were the teacher. You were the teacher.
I was teacher.
I see.
Oh.
The country school.
Oh, well, that even makes it any better. Who sent the Valentine? You never found out?
Well, I kind of figured who it was because they had a daughter and a son in school, and they knew from going to parties and things that I had a boyfriend.
Oh.
That's nature.
Well, sure. How old were you when you were teaching school?
I must have been in the upper 20s somewhere.
Did you get married?
That was,
shortly after
the last school I taught in. I stayed there 3 years.
You were there 3 years?
I had the upper grades, which I liked.
That's fun. Esther, do you remember something to say about Valentine's? Or Valentine's Day? Or?
Well, all I can think of is somebody always had these little candy hearts with a little message on. And he used to have them in his pocket and hand them out and we'd read them.
Oh, read them and eat them.
Well, I don't know if they were clean enough to eat them. Carried them in his pocket, but... He always had some in his pocket. And his family didn't have much of anything, but he always had those little hearts.
I suppose he had to go into town to get them.
Well,
somewhere.
I suppose, yeah.
I liked those little hearts.
I suppose he picked out the message for each person.
Well, I don't know if he did that or not. I don't think anybody looked much at him very well.
Oh.
You remember Earl Shitty?
Oh, yes. It was Earl and had him in his pocket?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
How old were you then?
Well, I was just a teenager, I guess.
Jesse, think about
it. I don't remember much about Valentine's at school. Only I remember the Sears Roebuck catalog got a lot of cutting up, making Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. Pasting the pictures on the construction paper?
Cutting them out, you know, and putting them in the box. Somebody's name on it.
Sure. What did you do when you were older? When you were courting years and maybe parents? Did you do anything special for Valentine's Day that you can remember?
Not that I know, no.
Got Valentine's or gave Valentine's? You didn't make them then, huh? Bought them.
Remember getting candy sometimes.
Boxes of candy?
Yes, box of candy. That's when I was older. Mm-hmm. When I was teaching, I guess.
When did you start teaching, Esther?
Well, I graduated from high school when I was only 16, so I couldn't teach. They wouldn't even read my papers to give me a certificate. So then I started after that then. I was, I guess, almost 18 when I started to teach.
What do you mean reading your papers?
My tests, taking tests. I had enough credits to
get a
certificate, teacher's certificate, but I wasn't old enough.
I see. So then you had to wait till you were almost 18. Mm-hmm. Did you teach right around here?
On Living Grove.
Out in our country.
I never went very far from home, but stayed at home most of the time.
When you were a teacher, did you have Valentine's parties and give them treats?
I can't remember that I did. I don't know. If it was, it might have been popcorn balls. I was good at giving popcorn balls to the kids. I think that was more at Christmas time. I don't remember Valentine's at all.
How about for your families, for your children? What differences were there between the time you were getting Valentine's and making Valentine's and when they were doing it?
They haven't made Valentine's then too. When my kids in the school, they had a day to make Valentine's. Then they said I had to buy some. I bought a package of Valentine's so they could give the teacher the nicest one. There always was one in there with something about the teacher in. So the kids had to give the teacher Valentine's, and the other nice ones they picked out for their girlfriends or boyfriends, whichever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd come home with a little handful of Valentine's back again. Each one would give them. And the teacher had a little party for them, I guess.
Yeah, come to think of it, that's what I had to do too. I had asked her enough to go around to. I said they were all doing this. So I wanted the same thing.
Did you have a Valentine's party at home? For all your kids?
I don't remember that. I don't think so. I don't remember.
I wonder why we have Valentine's Day.
I don't remember.
Anybody have any ideas
Well, why we should have Valentine's Day.
Although it was a saint, Valentine, but I don't know why.
Yeah, he was a great saint, and that was, I was thinking that myself. I read it several times, and I still don't remember why he was such a great saint. Saint Valentine.
Yeah, I don't
remember. We get those stories in our magazines now.
Yeah.
Mislay the magazine, and well, of course, you can't keep everything, so. And I don't remember that well.
That was just another day.
Yeah.
When you were adult, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's kind of special.
It was worthwhile. It's a great saint. Well, why should we? We must not be very religious anymore or something.
I don't remember. Do you, Patty? I suppose I've heard it, but I don't remember it.
Was he the one that there's some dance that he there would get the people to dance and it would get rid of some fever or illness at the St. Valentine's?
St. Vitus?
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else that starts with a V, but I remember.
There was something very good about it, but of course, I don't remember.
I don't either.
Well, believe me, if I'm going on to it again, I'll take care of it. And we should be getting something somewhere for Valentine's Day when our remembrance is coming up. Must we find something about it?
Something in the paper about it. Maybe it might be something in the paper about it.
Yeah, there could be.
There's a Washington somehow.
Somewhere it might be brought up too in church. I don't know.
You always thought it was a day because my grandma's birthday was on Valentine's Day.
He would. Tuesday the 20th, that's red on the calendar.
Tuesday the 20th?
Yes.
I don't know what they had. Oh, Tuesday the 20th, I don't know.
It was
President's Day. There's no school that day.
Is that Tuesday?
February. No, that's a Monday the 20th.
Oh, okay. That's President's Day. You know, we used to have Lincoln's birthday, and we used to have Washington's, but now everybody has to have their birthday on a Monday.
Yeah. They have too many birthdays to make a day of it, for a special day.
Well, why should we have Valentine's Day? You'll do something special here. I see hearts hanging up all over the place.
Well, they're going to have a party on Valentine's Day here.
What will they do?
Well, they're going to have some supper and a...
They're supposed to dress up real nice.
And if you can wear something red, she said we should.
Aren't they going to have a special program about weddings that day?
Yeah, they will.
I see a wedding dress out in the hallway.
Something about that. I don't know what that's going on. Maybe those at work here will show off their wedding dresses.
Does it make you feel good to think about Valentine's and weddings and love and hearts and flowers? It's nice when it's so cold and nasty outside, isn't it? It kind of picks you up a little bit.
Fun at Valentine's Day was getting one from somebody you didn't expect. You know, a special Valentine from someone that you didn't think would have sent you one. Did that happen to anybody? Maybe a special boy that you sort of liked, but you didn't know if he liked you? Any surprise anonymous ones where they wouldn't sign their name?
I think we've all had some of those.
I know when I went to my husband the first Valentine's Day, he came up to me with a nice heart full of candles. And I've got that heart to see this day.
You have it still? Here?
I'm not here at home.
I hope you ate the candy.
Yeah, I'll eat the candy.
How did he put the candy on it?
Well, they bought it. big heart, you know, with candy in it.
Oh, was a box of candy?
Yeah.
Oh, and you still have the box.
And I kept the box over it, had a nice ribbon on top.
Was that when you were boyfriends and girlfriend?
Yeah, when first when I went with them, I had to go with them before we was married.
How'd you feel about that?
Real good.
Did you ever give him anything? Is it mostly the men that would give the girls a special something? Would the young women ever buy or give something to their boyfriend? A card or a candy?
I don't think that was the custom at all. The girls weren't supposed to do that, I don't think.
I didn't think so. I wondered if anyone broke that custom.
No, I don't think so.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't, I'm not going to tell.
Secrets out of school.
Right. One time I filled a boyfriend's car with balloons. I don't think it was on Valentine's Day. Just as a little trick, I blew up, I think it was 20 or 30 balloons. He had a little car, so it filled up real quick.
Did he know who did it?
He guessed later on.
Open the door and I'm supposed to get a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice to get an unexpected gift on Valentine's Day or a card. Nice to have somebody care about you and give that to you, isn't it?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, Jesse, I bet you do too, though.
No, I don't.
Can we think of anything else? We're going to have to write our poems, so we want to... Anybody ever get flowers on Valentine's Day? Or send flowers? Did you do anything at the parties other than have a treat? Did you play any games? For your kids? When you had kids at home?
I know there's a time I could tell you something, but I'm unfortunate. I can't remember anything too well. So that's the way it all happens to me. After a time, I know there was things to talk about. Poor excuse, I suppose.
Well, Mary, you remember good things. This just isn't one of the days where you are, but you will next time.
Dear.
I have those days too, you know. Everybody does. Should we write our poem about Valentine's? I don't remember everything we said, but... here's some of the things that you said. Maybe you want to think a little bit before we write them down. Talked about the box in school that was stuffed full. And they used to buy the ugliest ones they could find. And that they used seed catalogs to cut the flowers and the pictures out face down. Flour and water. And boil that. And that you cut out the edges with scissors. Scallops or points, and you take turns using the scissors. That was at Ackerman School. There were 37 in this class. Then you got an I Love Arthur one when you were the teacher with the picture of you up the ladder and for a little joke. And let's see here. Oh, the boy that nobody liked that gave candy hearts that he carried in his pocket, gave them out. Huh. And you liked the little hearts that he gave out. Did you go to school together? No. Any of you go to school together?
No.
Nope. Some of you were neighbors, though. That was later.
We were quite close neighbors.
When you were
married,
or when you were...
I wasn't married. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, Jesse, that's right. Okay. So when you were growing up, you were neighbors, but you didn't go to the same school?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I had a brother at school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was teaching.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, you know, he was stopped going to school on account of his eyes, and that was about Valentine's Day. Do you remember? Yes.
Well, the funniest day of all was April Fool's Day. That's when we have fun playing tricks.
Yeah, for each other.
Yeah, you might send a letter and open it up and just say, April Fool.
It was more fun than Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Until you got to be a little older.
So this was a disappointment.
So now. Let's have that in April.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Well, here's some of the other things you said. I was good at giving popcorn balls to the kids. Brought Valentine's and gave teacher the best one, the nicest one, and then the other nicest ones were for the girlfriends and the boyfriends. St. Valentine was a great saint. You have to find out why. Mm-hmm. Just another day when you're an adult. It's an important day. It's my grandmother's birthday. My brother stopped going to school about that time. It's a special day here. We're wear red if we can. There will be wedding dresses and some kind of a program, because they were telling me about it. And it was nice to get a Valentine from a special boy that was unexpected. Or an anonymous one that wouldn't be signed. I bet we've all had one of those.
I bet Ray has had a lot.
I'll bet he has too.
He doesn't always tell.
And your husband, when you were, before he was your husband, red box, the red heart with the candy in it, mm-hmm. Still have the box. And that girls weren't supposed to give boys.
Unexpected, so I didn't have one for him.
But did you give your husband or your boyfriend a Valentine if you thought he was going to give you one? Sometimes?
That's the night that I make candy and have blood and he come over. He come home with candy. Well, it didn't happen to be right on Valentine's Day, I don't think.
Well, can we think of anything else about Valentine's Day? Or should we write a poem? What should we say? Ray, you want to start? No? Martha. Want to start the poem?
I was thinking.
Okay. Who would like to start? Tilly? Say something about Valentine's. Could be something you already said. I think it's kind of good in the order it is. Ray, about the box in school?
Yeah, I don't think so.
What did you say?
It was style.
That was style? Mm-hmm. What?
The box.
The box when they passed them around. Everybody's looking. I know my daughter would count how many she had, and she had more than the boys, and she, well, that was so great.
Yeah. There was a big box in school, stuffed full. We'll just call this Valentine's, huh?
But I'm thinking about what do we do with them after we had them in there. What happened? Just throw out of the box, I think.
I mean, it had somebody to pass them around, and then they take them home and send them to their folks.
You had the names on the ones that you wanted to give
them
to?
Yeah, who they were from. And I know they don't look at the head. That's from everybody. And then somebody didn't give them. They wonder why they didn't give them Valentine. But most everybody. You should help the little kids write the names on them because they couldn't write the name. I went to grade school, country school, when I was to 8th grade.
Who got to pass them out?
We would have two of the littler, smaller ones.
Smaller kids? And then you checked to see who they were from. So far we've got, there was a big box in school stuffed full. Someone passed them out. They have two of the smaller kids. Do it, I suppose. I better put down. You'd look to see who they were from and wonder why if someone didn't give you one. Let's talk about making them. Tell me about the seed catalogs. Were they seed catalogs or were they packages?
Oh, the seed catalogs, Northrop Seed. I think that's still going, isn't it, Northrop Seed?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the others. Northrop Seed. And there was another one, but this was
catalogs?
Yes, this was a choice one.
Farmer Seed Nursery?
Huh?
Farmer Seed Nursery?
Yeah. Fairboy had one, which was Northrop Seed. It must have been, Northrop Seed must have been St. Paul or something.
Mm-hmm.
One of the larger places.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's still, for a long time, I think that's still, where they can get seed, Northrop Seed.
Mm-hmm.
Where, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
You get that color constantly.
Yeah.
Here. Uh-huh. I know my boy likes to look through it. There are different kinds of seeds.
And then it got so that if you wanted the catalog, you had to sign for it because the so many were sent out, those that didn't appreciate them, you know. And it's just a waste of the money, you know, to send out catalogs and they didn't use them and just throw them away.
So that's the way it's getting to be. Catalogs in town, you can't get one unless you buy $50 for it or something.
Yeah.
Years and old ones, the month coming orders that way now.
Because of all the expenses of making the books and everything.
Would you cut any particular pictures out of the catalog? Just any picture in there, or pictures of flowers?
Well, I suppose if you were...
Picture of
I suppose if you want
dresses,
to.
Anything.
Like that. I think if they give you some article in school to write about something, you could talk about a certain vegetable, you know, like that. Just use different ways. You could use it for education.
Can you think of something else? Here's what we've got. We talked about cutting the pictures out of the catalogs, about getting 100 in spelling and being able to have the afternoon off to make them.
Look forward to Friday, because Friday afternoon we can do something. We could cut out pictures, or we could draw them, or we could play a game or something every Friday.
How long did it take you to get ready for Valentine's Day? Did you do it a week ahead or 2 weeks ahead? Did you get excited about it a long time before or not?
Well, not when I went to school.
Like, if Tuesdays, I don't think on the Friday before we do make them ready.
There was one thing at Valentine's Day that you only had to put, if it was a postcard, you only had to put 1 cent postage on it.
That was good.
So I got a whole bunch one time that they weren't very nice.
You have to get the funny ones.
Yeah, I guess they did. They gave me the dirty ones.
Do they still sell them dirty ones?
I don't know. And I think now they put them into obscene stuff, you know. I don't think they can do it.
We've got an awful lot to say. I didn't think that we did, but we do.
They wouldn't know that. That's the word would be obscene, you know. I don't know where to get at that, you know. If it's sealed up, they certainly wouldn't know.
Maybe they got machines that can look right through.
Perhaps.
To leave pretty soon.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
If I don't help you?
Sure. Okay.
That's fine. Okay, but I want to thank all of you for letting me come, and maybe you can think about it and see if I could come another time, maybe when Carol gets back or in the spring. This was real interesting and real helpful for me. Jesse, I don't know your last name. I forgot.
T-E-T-R-I-C-H.
Okay.
We'll read, Patty, what we have so far.
Can I ask Mary her last name?
Sure.
Timmons.
Okay, and you're Milt's mother. And I'm really interested in Ackerman, so could I come sometime and talk to you about that Ackerman school?
Sure.
Okay, I'll call and see when is a good time to come and visit. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
There was a big write-up in the paper, and I forget the name of the people that lived there. Right on the Lake of Vision, do you know?
Seahawks?
It was the flour mill, mm-hmm. Old flour mill, you know. first...
Oh, the Buckholz.
That's it. That's the one.
I wrote that article.
You did write it.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Did.
I want to know more about it.
Oh, you did.
Uh-huh. I have a lot of questions about Ackerman.
Uh-huh.
So, but let's have Carol.
Mankato?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mankato University. I'd like to hear the poem before I go. What you've got?
Okay, this is what we have so far. There was a big box in school stuffed full. Someone passed them out. They have... Two of the smaller kids do it. You look to see who they were from and wonder why if someone didn't give you one. We cut pictures from Northrop C catalogs to paste on the Valentine's and the Sears catalog. If you got 100 in spelling the week before, the next Friday afternoon, you could make them. Everyone got 100. The boy no one liked gave out candy hearts he carried in his pocket. You brought the nicest one for the teacher. When I was teacher, I got one that said, I love Arthur, with a picture of me on a ladder. We were going together. I know who sent it. I got a red heart box with candy. I have the box to this day. So we're just about finished.
A couple more lines that we've said.
Thank you. I'm really glad you're having this class. I think I'd like to come and be part of it myself.
Well, we enjoyed having you,
Thank
Patty.
You. Good to see
come
you
Come again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
see, that's a landmark. No.
It is
a landmark. The Seahawk.
Yeah, sorghum.
Yeah,
well, we'll talk about it.
Your home is from Janesville, huh?
My husband's family is from Janesville and Iosco.
Oh.
There are a lot of Wolters that farmed in Iosco, and then the Homerstons were from Meriden. And I think they lived in St. Mary's for a little while.
Then you're related to Brittany Lee.
Yes, that's my husband's aunt.
Oh, yeah, she was in my circle.
Oh.
Before I got sick. But now she moves to Texas for the winter, I guess.
Yes, she moves to Texas. Thank you.
See you later.
Have a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, there goes Patty.
Let's see.